This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Silent Girls by Anne Troup, read by Jenny Bead.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Tuesday, 8th of September, 1964. On Tuesday, the 8th of September, 1964, the state hanged John Bastin for the brutal murder of five women. While his wife and child stood outside the prison gates, waiting for the execution bell to toll, a distraught young woman took a coal shovel and beat a man to death. She brought it down again and again, slicing through cloth and flesh and hitting bone as her victim squirmed and cowered under the torrent of blows. Finally, his movement ceased, and all that remained was the battered pulp of his body and a glistening ooze of blood. The woman felt no sense of regret, even though she paused to feel for it. All she could locate was the heightened pulse of her adrenaline-fueled heart and the sound of quiet sobbing from the woman behind her.
"Oh, Jesus, what have you done?" the other woman cried.
Her words were loaded with fear and whistled out through her misery like the thin strain of a battered bugle. The woman looked at the blood-gored shovel and noticed that her heart rate had started to slow.